Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. It is Food for Thought Friday. My name's Greg Horn, and so glad that you joined with us. Hope you had a great week, but if you're like me, sometimes by Friday, get a little bit tired emotionally, mentally, and physically. And I hope in our 14 minutes that we're together today that you'll be encouraged, you will be hopeful if you're hopeless, and that you will know that God loves you. And I want to remind you today, the Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? I'd like to share little nuggets of wisdom that God has spoke to me throughout the week. It could be through my Bible, reading it in the morning, a devotional book, through a conversation I've had, or through something I see on social media or a podcast or a sermon that I've listened to. And I hope it'll speak to you like it did me. I saw this quote recently, this guy named Todd Nessalone posted, and he said, make sure your circle includes people who will tell you no, or ask you the question, are you sure? Three, have you thought about it this way? Or four, that was inappropriate. We have to have people in our circles who will push back, challenge, and therein make us better, all from a place of love. And, you know, I talk about this, you know, I don't know, probably every month or two, at least just for a moment. But, you know, friends, I just think we need to be reminded that, you know, the enemy can deceive us, okay? And it talks about in the Bible that above all else, the heart can be deceitful. The heart can be deceitful, and our feelings can be wrong, friends. Our perception can be incorrect. We have the old saying, perception is reality. And don't get me wrong, that is true a lot of times, okay? But not all the time. And sometimes we can get some things, that thoughts that go in our minds and interpret things, and maybe we're incorrect because we don't have all the information. And we're kind of a little biased because we're running through a filter of our life experiences. And so I try to do this, and I need to grow and improve in it, but quite often I've got a major decision. I'll run it through the filter of three or four different people, and they all have different backgrounds, different ages, different makeups, different interests. Most of all, four of them are followers of Jesus and mature in their faith. But I'll ask them if I got to make a major decision. And sometimes they ask me questions I don't want to be asked, because I want the answer to be yes, or I want to make it a no, and yet they kind of challenge my thinking by sometimes telling me, hey, that's wrong, or are you sure about that, or have you thought about it maybe this other way from their perspective? Or they'll just say, you know, Greg, that's inappropriate. You know, that's not the way to handle that. And so, friends, I want to make sure you have somebody like that in your life today. And the big thing is, though, if they do that, you need to receive it with grace, okay? And I've found in any type of, quote, critique, or some people like to call it criticism, that there's always a nugget of truth. It might be only 20% of what the person said, but there's usually always a nugget of truth. And so if you've got a big decision to make today, or one that's heavy on your heart and mind, ask somebody and just say, hey, I want you to be honest with me. And don't just ask the friend that, you know, is, quote, a yes person and, you know, will never tell you no or disagree with you. Because sometimes, friends, we all have blind spots. My friend Marcelo Unterberg, who was actually a guest on Hope is Here a couple years ago, he recently celebrated 21 years of sobriety. 21 years, and this was a guy just that really, really struggled with drinking and drugs, and just did some horrendous things because of being under the influence of narcotics and alcohol. But he posted recently when he celebrated 21 years of sobriety, he said, 21 years ago today, I surrendered. It's not about fighting harder, but surrendering more, and that is often the battle itself. He said, my life has never been the same since, and through all the ups and downs by God's perfect sovereignty and grace, I found it not necessary to take a drink or drugs. Yes, many people understand that there's a lot of actions that we take, but God, it is only because of his perfect grace and sovereignty that I am daily healed. So I will share my testimony, because it is only through the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony that I am healed. Oh, friends, I love that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. We did a sermon series last spring after Easter for a couple of months in April and May and part of June, and we just had people share their testimonies, how God had helped them through some incredibly tough times and how Jesus showed up and carried them through some incredibly deep and dark valleys. So remember, friends, that your biggest hurt, your deepest hurt could become your ministry area, an area where you can help a lot of people. Because, friends, I truly believe that God never wastes a hurt. Marcella went on to share two of Bible verses that really, really had a big, big impact on him. First was 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 and 4. It says, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. You know, friends, I love in just those two verses, the word comfort is used five times. And friends, be reminded today that your comfort comes from Jesus, not in a bottle of alcohol, not in drugs, not in a piece of chocolate cake, not in buying something new, okay? And trust me, I've been guilty of those things, several of those things, and comfort only comes through Jesus, true comfort, not through another person, not through a relationship, not through your child, not through your business card, not through the car that you drive, not how much money's in your banking account or how little's in that, okay? But your comfort comes from Jesus Christ. Then I love where he looks at also another verse that's really, really spoke to him was 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 and 14. Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, and let all that you do today be done in love. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. It's just great wisdom there, friends. Number one, be on the alert. Two, sometimes you got to choose to stand firm in the faith. It doesn't just say stand in the faith. It says stand firm in the faith. And sometimes, friends, you just got to dig down deep. Third thing, act like men. Act like adults, okay? Not children, okay? Not being fickle with your emotions. And then be strong. Friends, you have to choose to be strong. It's not one of those things where, you know, it just comes naturally sometimes. Sometimes you got to dig down deep. You got to stand firm and you got to choose to be strong. Even with the tears running down your face. I've been there before, friends. And then last but not least, let all that you do be done in love. Friends, even when we're hurting, we can still do things in love. So I hope you're encouraged by that today. Good friend, good words of wisdom there from my friend Marcelo Unterberg in Dallas, Texas. Congratulations, Marcelo, on 21 years of sobriety. Just a beautiful, beautiful thing. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Powerful verse. Cast all your anxiety on God because he cares for you. Oh, friends, that's such a beautiful thing. You can cast all your troubles, all your heartaches, all your disappointments on God because he cares for you. Stand on that promise today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 says, the Lord will stand with you and give you strength. You know, you may feel alone today. We talked about this before, but, you know, 46% of our population is either single, divorced, or widowed. 46%. I mean, if you're in the checkout line at Kroger, it means either the person in front of you or the person behind you is single, divorced, or widowed. And so, friends, we sometimes buy in the lie of the enemy that we're alone. And we might be physically alone, friends, but we don't have to be lonely. I want to remind you that if you're a follower of Jesus, you have God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, three in one. And I know, friends, people, unfortunately, that are in just really challenging marriages that they're not physically alone, but they're lonely. And I want to remind you today, it's better to be physically alone, not to be married, and rather than be in a bad marriage that causes loneliness. And so be encouraged today that if you're feeling weak, whether you're single, divorced, widowed, or married, that the Lord will stand with you and give you strength, as it promises in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 17. You know, Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 and 26, one of my favorite passages of Scripture. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Oh, such good, good encouragement and comfort there in Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 and 26. Saw this quote recently. I'm not sure who said it, but it's powerful. Forgive people in your life, even those who are not sorry for their actions. Holding on to anger only hurts you and not them. Wow, such good stuff. I want to say it one more time. Forgive people in your life, even those who are not sorry for their actions. Holding on to anger only hurts you, not them. So much truth in that, friends. I want to remind you, Jesus said, forgive so that you will be forgiven. And that's a tough thing to hear, friends, but you know, the same measuring stick that we use to others about forgiveness will be used against us. Jesus just made it plain and simple. And I'm thankful he did, so we're not confused, all right? Like this quote, don't wait for things to get easier, simpler, or better. Life will always be complicated. Learn to be happy right now. Otherwise, you'll run out of time. Oh, so many nuggets of truth in that, friends. I'll read that one more time. Don't wait for things to get easier, simpler, or better. Life will always be complicated. Can I get an amen on that? Learn to be happy right now. Otherwise, you'll run out of time. Then I saw this powerful quote, Rachel Marie Martin. Sometimes you have to let go of the picture of what you thought it would be like and learn to find joy in the story that you are actually living. Friends, I think we can all attest to that in some form or fashion. None of our lives plays out the way we would expect it in some area. We all have hopes and dreams, and unfortunately, this side of heaven, not all those happen. Sometimes God is gracious. He does allow a lot of those to happen, and we give him all the praise and glory because all good things, the Bible tells us, comes from above. But also, we understand that we're given free will, and sometimes we make wise decisions. Sometimes we make unwise decisions and selfish decisions that impact others, and people do that to us, making unwise and selfish decisions that can cause us a lot of pain, heartache, and disappointment. But we can be reminded and encouraged today to stand on Romans chapter 8, verse 28, one of my favorite verses. And we know that in all things, God works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to God's purpose for you. Friends, we can know if you're a follower of Jesus that God has a purpose for your one and only life. I'm thankful it doesn't say some things work together. It doesn't say most things work together. It says all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So friends, know today that he's got a purpose, even though you may not see it or feel it. Just keep asking him. He will show you and make your path straight. Thanks for listening. My name's Greg Horn. We'll see you next week on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.